The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Okay. Good morning.
Hi there. Pretty lady.
Hi. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here for your listening pleasure every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. And here we go.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent WTBR-FM. 89.7,
it's management,
it's producers.
My mind just went,
producers.
Staff.
And,
yeah.
The rest of it. That could be a number one hit. That could be a hit, that disclaimer.
Good morning, Lee.
We are ready. And good morning, Andy. Thank you so much for your email. That was great. And Mary and Pat and Marie and Anthony and Tanya.
Oh, I didn't know Tanya left something.
She did. And
oh,
I feel like Miss Diane from Romper Room. So for those of you who are listening today who remember Romper Room, you know exactly who we're talking about. Miss Diane, who I don't know if she was the original.
That's an old program, mm-hmm. So I doubt that she would be.
And then there were others after her, but there was no one like Miss Diane.
But it looked like she had this humongous magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm. And I see Andy and Sally and...
I would be afraid if she said my name.
Oh, I waited for my name.
Oh, no.
I think I heard it once. Beverly probably came up a lot.
Seriously?
Yeah, because Lynn is just a boring name, and nobody has it.
No way.
And I do remember her saying it, and I was so excited. And I would go into the kitchen when they had all the kids go in a circle, and then they'd get up, and they would go to the wall, and they would get their quote-unquote musical instrument.
Mm.
And then they would do a thing in a circle where they would all play each instrument as they went around in the circle, and they'd have this music playing in the background. I'd run into the kitchen, and I would get my mother's pots and pans and some wooden spoons, and I would just, I can see it like it was yesterday. And I would bang those pots and pans and just love Miss Diane.
Oh, your mother must have loved that.
I don't even know where she was. She had to be in the house somewhere, but I didn't care. I just wanted to do it. And my sister brought me to Newberry's.
I remember Newberry's. I liked
North
Newberry's.
Street, and Miss Diane was there. And she was greeting children and signing autographs. And I got to see her. I don't know if I actually met her. I don't recall. But I saw her.
Did you get an autograph?
I don't think so. Hey, Patty, how come? How come we didn't get an autograph? And it was just, it was really special. Newberry's.
Do you know what I remember most about the Newberry's where I grew up? It was an old wooden building, and it was falling apart, and you could hear the floor creak when you walked on it.
It was
the neatest sound.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you wish that it was still here.
Yeah.
I know. Newberry's here had a photo booth for a quarter. You would go into this photo booth and pull the curtain,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I had some pictures taken in there, and I always thought you're supposed to really doll up, you know? Not dollop, doll up.
I know what you mean. And this is stuff.
This is stuff.
Where we talk about stuff, and it may not be stuff you're interested in, but eventually we'll get to it.
And we are WTBR 89.7 FM, and we are also
WSBR in Lee.
Welcome.
88.1 on your radio dial.
And for our new listeners, we have an email address that you may use.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we love hearing from people. You can send ideas, comments. Please be kind. We just do this to have fun. We don't get paid, but if you'd like to throw some of that greenback our way.
That's what my daughter always says, Ma, do you get paid? And I said, no. And she says, then why do you do it? I said, because it's fun.
And
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a ham.
Mm-hmm. And Bev and I like each other.
Yes.
It works out well.
We do now.
Yes.
Yes.
We do.
I have a whole bunch of tips.
Oh, good.
Tricks, that kind of thing.
Alrighty. Do you have your tour of faults?
I do.
All right.
And there's three of them.
Okay.
Number one, these are going to be 1970s television trivia questions. I'll get my tongue back.
We give you the trivia. We give you the answer. We're not choosing true or false. We're going to guess.
No, I'm going
to
give you three answers, okay. And you have to guess.
Okay.
What was Grandpa's first name on the Waltons? Zeke, Zeb, or Zach?
I got it. Okay.
Which show followed the on-duty action and off-duty friendships of three brand-new police officers in the Santa Costa Police Department?
Oh, man.
Police Story, Charlie's Angels, or The Rookies?
Oh.
And which show featured characters Pete, Link, and Julie avoiding jail by helping police catch the bad guys? The A-Team, the Mod Squad, or Police Squad?
I got two of them, and I know they're correct. It's the second one that's messing with my head.
Okay.
Okay, but I think I've got the second one. I'm so excited. Like there's a prize or something. Okay, so anything you'd like to share from your life before we continue?
I had my visit from my daughter this weekend, and she lives in Idaho, and I get to see her once every couple of years or something, you know, and it's really precious to me and everything else. And the first day she was here, we had a ball. We did stuff together, and we went to a restaurant with Irish music and everything, and we just had a wonderful time. And the next day she woke up, and she was so sick.
Oh, no.
So we lost the second day.
Sick from the partying the night before?
No, she said that she heard people on the plane coughing. And
oh, no.
She must have caught something from them.
Did she go home sick?
She went back to the hotel because they didn't have to leave until this morning.
So she chilled out in the hotel.
Yeah.
But she's still not great.
She's not great.
Oh, my goodness.
Really not great.
So that makes me think, you know, should you wear a mask on a plane?
She won't wear a mask.
I get it. But it's kind of, I know. What do you do?
Yeah, it was sad.
Well, I'm glad that you had at least one day with her and had fun. And where is an Irish?
The Irish Cultural Center in West Springfield.
West Springfield. How far is that from Cummington? About?
An hour.
Is that right?
An hour and 20 minutes, maybe.
Oh, okay.
It's every Friday night they have dinner and a band.
So is the pre-plated, is it a plated dinner that you don't choose off a menu, or is there a menu?
No, you use a menu.
Is it Irish food?
Some of it is, yes.
So what would that be? Cabbage?
Banners.
Bangers and mash?
Yes, that kind of thing.
I had that one time. I didn't like it.
I've never tried it.
Well, you wouldn't because that's sausage.
Yeah.
And then you would just be eating the mashed potatoes.
That's true.
And I think they put it on top. They put the sausage maybe on top of the mashed. And don't they have sauerkraut with it? Or?
Oh, no, I hope not.
I had it one time and it was, to me, boiled, a big boiled sausage. It wasn't.
Probably was.
I didn't like it. What other food is Irish?
I can't think right now. I'm just thinking about her being sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. We must move on.
What have you done this last week?
Let's see. I washed the kitchen floor.
I'm sorry I asked.
Not a lot of exciting things. Patty had some surgery. And she's doing really well.
Oh, good.
And for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, this is my sister. We do talk about our families here. Mm-hmm, doing great. And you know what was so cool is that she had knee surgery, and the doctor has a web thing that he sets up for the patients, and you open it every day, and it will say, I don't know exactly what it says, maybe, hey, welcome to day one. And then it asks you to rate your pain level. You can ask questions, and it has a has videos of exercises that you should be doing, and they're all in a row. You click on it, and they demonstrate the exercise, and it says how many times you should do it, and how many reps, and if you need to hold. And it's really good, and it's supposed to help with your healing.
It's just it's good just for the fact that somebody's still paying attention.
Yes, yeah, that's. I think the main thing.
Yeah.
They're still connected. You're still connected. You just didn't go home and sit. And I thought, how many times do you go home after you have a surgery like a knee or an ankle or anything, and you just sit?
And they disappear.
And and you just sit, and you're not doing these exercises that will help you heal. And you're just relying on laying around. But she's doing great.
Love you, Patty.
Yeah, she's doing great.
So what theme do you have today?
Well, interestingly enough, we were talking about Romper Room and Miss Diane and Newberry's.
Yeah.
I had here 32 wonderful things from the past that the younger generations don't even know that they're missing out on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That'd
bring back memories for us.
Yeah, all these cool things that we did and our kids, grandkids, we'll go, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh? So go ahead. Tell me what you've got for some tips and tricks.
I've got stuff from lifehacks.org.
That's a great website, by the way.
You do know it?
I have used it.
Okay. Mm. If your room smells bad and you have an air conditioner, tape a dryer sheet over the air conditioner unit and turn it on.
Ah, and you can pick your scent.
Yeah, I would say if you could do it that way, then why not do it with a perfume that you like?
Oh, put it on
or
the
an air freshener.
Put it on the sheet or
or
a paper towel or
sure.
Yeah,
just let it.
What if your room smells bad because you had bangers and mash the night before?
Then you're out of luck.
Then you have it. Then you tape a dryer sheet to your
self to your tongue,
your butt.
I'm like,
well, that's a little bit of, you know.
That's a big move.
Oh, that was funny. I'm talking about natural gas, you know. Maybe.
I didn't realize what I said. Okay. What you got? What else? Yeah.
So it says here, it says here is the it's talking about the holiday season. It's okay, we'll skip that. So the one thing is handwritten letters. Our grandkids really aren't going to know about handwritten letters
and mailing
them to so and so or whoever. It says particularly thank you notes.
Every once in a while I think, gee, I'd like to send a letter to one of my sisters or brother, and I just don't do it.
Yeah.
But how neat that would be. I would love to receive
A handwritten letter.
Something like that.
Think of this. If we write a handwritten letter in cursive to our grandchildren, they won't be able to know how to read. They don't know how to
read
it.
What language is this?
I have tried with my grandkids, and I've done something, and most the older ones can figure it out. The younger one, it's kind of like, oh, what is that?
Seriously?
Yeah, they don't teach them cursive anymore.
Wow.
So handwritten letters and thank you notes, because now it's just a text.
Or an email.
Or an email.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I have to say, Bev sends me Lawson. What's her?
Jackie
Lawson cards. And when I get one, I get so excited because you click on it to start. You might click on a bunny or you click on a seed. And this would be cool. You click on a seed, and the seed goes in the ground, and then it shows it sprouts, and then it grows a flower, and then the seeds flow around the area, and more flowers grow, and then deer comes to eat the little petals, and it's just this whole thing where you see this whole process, and then at the end, it's this beautiful forest with flowers and all these animals, and... And at the end, it will say something nice like, I love you, Linny. And
don't think I've written that yet. Maybe I
ought
to put it out
there's
somewhere.
Always tomorrow.
Oh, I guess I'm being told here. Okay. Cut a hole on the top corner of your milk or juice carton, and it won't get all over the place. You know how sometimes you
glunk, glunk, glunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Glunk,
and
glunk.
Also, if you've got stuff in a cup and you want to pour it into a bowl, but you're afraid it's going to run down the side of the cup, put a spoon face down on top of the cup, and the liquid will follow the edge of the spoon.
I have seen a video of that, and that works.
It works. I tried it. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
And it does.
It does.
That is.
It did then,
it is,
and it will again.
And it does. I saw one the other day. They were hanging a picture, and they put the nail in the wall, and they took a fork, and they slid the fork over the nail with the back of the fork facing the wall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they took the wire of the picture they were going to hang,
mm-hmm.
and they slid it over the handle of the fork, because now that's sticking up,
mm-hmm.
slid it down onto the nail, and pulled the fork out.
It's ingenious, some of
these
things.
I love it. Sometimes I get really caught up in watching the videos on YouTube of people who just... There's, 20 ideas in a row that
they find.
But
they go too fast.
It does go fast.
You can't remember half of them.
I don't remember them. And they're good. All right. Heading down to the video store on a Friday night. Crossing your fingers that there are still copies there of new releases. Getting a massive bag of chips, popcorn, and a soft drink. Getting home and having the best night of the week.
I remember doing that.
Me too. It's the anticipation and then getting there and finding out your movie's not there. Now you have to pick a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And the video stores were so busy. And then the DVDs came out.
And then they had this thing. It stuck to the wall of an outside of a building where
yes.
you could do things. I forget what you call those.
It's Redbox.
All right. They had Redbox, and that was okay for a while. Now they're all gone.
I know. I think they're... You know what? I think it's gone. There was a Redbox in Market 32 for a while. I think it's gone.
Really?
Mm. And they're DVDs. And you get, but it's going to be, they will be gone.
If anybody out there knows where I can get, and please don't judge, a cassette player, I would love to have a cassette player because I've got a bunch of cassettes from years ago and mm-hmm. I can't play them.
You bring up a really good point because I think that all of us older people should have a cassette player, should have a DVD player, and keep them, because when we're gone and our kids find our cassettes and our DVDs, they won't have anything to play them on because they won't have those tools.
That's right.
If we have them in our homes, and then we have to write the instructions.
Push push this button.
Yeah.
Lift that lid.
We have a DVD player and I won't get rid of it. And I think that that's a really good idea about the cassette player because I have cassettes as well.
And what it do you would do be with
cool
them, you know?
For them to sit around and hear that stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know what's on these.
Yeah, so if anyone knows where you can get a cassette player, you can email us.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
We would love that.
We would.
That would be great.
When taking a picture, have you ever taken a picture and you just smile and, you know, you're not really feeling it?
Every time. No, not every time.
When taking a picture, squint your eyes to make your smile look more genuine. It actually... I mean, all right, look.
Okay, I'm watching her. She's smiling with no squinting. She's like... Okay, no, it doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
Well, no, you're not looking at yourself. I am.
All right.
Try it again.
Wait a minute.
All right, she's trying it again. She's smiling. Are you squinting? Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to work. I thought it did.
Maybe we're just not in the right atmosphere.
Could be. All right.
But I do see pictures where I know my smile is fake. It's just...
It's like,
trying to, not because I'm in a bad mood or anything. It's just, I have to think of something funny. My dad used to, he would laugh when someone was going to take his picture. They would have the camera and he would go. That's just what he would do.
That is brilliant because that looks natural.
Yeah.
Whether you're at the photographer or not.
You laugh, and he did it. He would giggle or laugh every time.
And then
he always did this with his hand on his chin.
To hide his neck?
No, he didn't have a neck. Well, yes, he did. He did have a neck, but that wasn't his purpose. He did it because it looks cool. It just looks cool.
It does.
Yeah.
Now,
I would do it to hide my neck.
Yeah. Or as my mother used to say, my turkey neck.
Turkey neck. Yeah. It's okay,
gobble,
though.
Gobble.
You know what? We all have one, right?
Yeah.
Hey, they will not know, our children, our grandchildren, will not know the satisfaction of angrily hanging up on someone with an old phone.
Oh, that slam. That last little slam. Mm.
Remember that?
I do.
So they won't ever have that. All they can do is push a button.
Big deal.
That's not good. There's no emotion to that. That's so not satisfying. That's not satisfying.
Either that, like slamming doors.
Yes.
I tried, but...
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one. If you're camping out there and you can't find any wood, if you're out there, you're really a loony because if you're in the woods. But if you can't find any wood and tinder to start a fire, use Doritos.
No.
Doritos make excellent fire chips.
Have you ever done it?
No.
Okay.
But I had Doritos this weekend to eat, and I can see where it would work.
Because it's so dry, or is it something on the Dorito, like
it's dry.
Salt?
No, it's dry, and it would probably go up like boom.
Wow, they should have Doritos on Survivor.
They should.
Because they need to make fire. I would think, yeah, I wonder if you crush them up or just light them. I can see where they would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should try it. Do you have any left in the bag?
No.
I didn't
have them in a bag. I had them on a plate as a side.
Oh, in a restaurant?
Yes.
Oh. At the Irish restaurant?
Yes.
They had Doritos?
They had Dorito-like. All right, let's not get technical here. Let's just move on. Let's just get going.
I have trouble with things like Doritos or potato chips. If I'm one of those people who I don't really eat them. I like them, but if I eat one, I'm done. I have to eat the, I have to
the box, the bag, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes if I have things like Oreos or something in my house or, and there's eight left, I
yes.
will go and say to myself, I'll just eat one and then I'll get another one. And then there's six left. And this is, I do this. I say, look, you're going to eat all six of these either now or in the next couple of days. So why don't you just take all of them and get a glass of milk. Just eat them all. And I have done that many times.
I never question myself. I see them there. I say, I'm going to eat them.
Okay. And you eat them. What's another tip?
Let's see. Bounce batteries to see if they're good or bad.
Oh.
You drop them from 6 inches. If they give one small bounce and fall right over, they're good. If they bounce round more than that, they're not.
I can't wait to do that at home in front of Mark.
So if one bounces, just if it bounces once.
It's okay.
It's good. If it bounces more than once.
It's bad.
It's dead.
Everybody try that. I am going to go home and start bouncing batteries. I shouldn't say anything. I should just do it and let Mark see and wonder, what is she doing?
Will he ask you, do you think?
Oh, yeah. If I'm bouncing batteries, yeah, he'll ask me. I'll try that.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll have a cool little story to tell.
Okay.
Unless he has me committed. So here's one. They don't have the concept of feeling totally safe as a kid in school. Except for the schoolyard bully and the duck. What's the duck?
I don't know.
And the fire drills. Oh, yeah. Duck. Duck under your desk, maybe.
Oh, we did that.
We didn't.
We had to do that for if there was a atomic war or something. We all got underneath our desks and pulled our knees up and wrapped ourselves around our knees.
Really?
Yep.
We never did that. I wonder why.
Because I'm older than you.
Well, not much. We did do the fire drills.
Yeah, we did the fire drills.
But I never felt scared in school, did you?
No, never.
Never. Never, ever. Or on the bus?
Nope.
Never.
I never talked to anybody anyway.
Really? Were you an introvert?
I was.
I think you've told me that before, and it's so hard to...
Because I'm a loudmouth now.
Oh, you're great.
This is the one that I like the best, and I know you don't, because you don't like Nutella.
I don't like hazelnut, yeah.
It's if you're almost finished with your jar of Nutella, whatever. End it with ice cream. Put a scoop of ice cream in the jar.
Oh.
And it will melt into the ice cream. And there you go. You have a dessert.
Well, now you can do that with, I wonder if you can do that with peanut butter.
Possible.
You could do that
Why not?
If you had hot fudge in a jar and you could stick it in there.
Put some ice cream in it.
You know what I did last week?
What?
I had some hot fudge in a jar that was almost empty, and I had peanut butter, and I put the peanut butter in the hot fudge jar, and I stirred it together, and I made a topping.
That sounds good. Peanut butter's always good.
So good. Are you a peanut butter on the spoon person?
Yeah, I guess.
Me too.
Shouldn't be, but I do.
Be careful not to choke. Don't inhale.
You
could get peanut butter stuck in your throat.
All right.
Just want to make sure you're okay.
And then just turn on the hot water and drink it, and then it'll go down.
That's true. If you're alert enough to get the hot water, and then you go to the burn center because you've burned your lips on the hot water. How are we doing for time?
We got five more minutes.
5 more minutes.
Yes, before the head.
The kids will not really know. Well, I think they know now. Maybe it would be the next. Well, small towns filled with individually owned businesses that create a community instead of chains of corporate-owned replicas of the store one town over.
Moms and pops.
Love moms and pops.
Yep.
When we travel, I like to go to moms and pops. I like to go to moms and pops restaurants,
mm-hmm,
diners, mm-hmm. little small town places. I love to see small towns that still have that.
Rural places, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a comedian the other night talking about people that live in rural communities versus people who live in the city. And they say this, people in the city always think that the people in the rural communities are kind of, you know, second class, dumb, that kind of thing. So the the first rural guy asks the city guy, where do you get water? And the city guy says, a bottle. He says, you get water from a bottle. Who's the bright one here?
Can you believe that?
Yeah, stuff like that happens all the time.
They don't think beyond that.
No.
Yeah, or according to this comedian, they don't think beyond that.
Right.
But it is, it's true, and I think that would be a good thing to ask kids. You know, they have those kid shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where does water come from? And see what their answers are. Do they say the sink? Do they say a bottle? Do they say the sky? Do they say the lake?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, never
the reservoir. That would be impressive.
Well, I think water comes from a reservoir.
Get that kid out of here.
Good for you.
Push that kid out the door. Let him go. Okay. You know how we were talking before when you have the earbuds and you don't know if you put one in the left and one in the right and whether it matters? Well, this one says make a small knot, a loose knot, on the left headphone, and you'll always know without looking at it which one is which.
Brilliant.
I know.
So simple.
Yeah.
So smart. And I have that. And then they put a little L and a little R, and I never know where it is.
I have seen the L and R with the same color as the headphones.
Yeah. And I can't ever find them. Well, the ones I have in today are both shaped the same, but there are some that are shaped
differently,
so mm-hmm. they have to go. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that with my other ones. Okay, showing up at the park without planning and finding that your friends are there looking to play. Whether it's a team sport or hide and seek, your friends are always at the park. So I think what they're saying is that community where kids are always outside playing and you can go to the park and pretty much guarantee your friends will be there. Now, I do believe that probably still happens with parks in neighborhoods where they put the park in the neighborhood, especially with basketball. I don't know about hide and seek.
Schoolyards.
Hmm.
All right. Do you ever iron your clothes and forget the collar?
No.
Well, I'm sure some people have. You put your shirt on and you realize, oh, that needs to be. You take your hair straightener and you can do your collar or your cuffs, whatever you want.
True. I actually did that in a hotel one time. I had something, I don't remember what it was, and I had my curling iron. And I tried to get the wrinkles out with my curling iron. And it worked, but the problem was it would have taken a really long time.
Yeah, because...
And, and you had to pull. You couldn't curl, obviously. You didn't curl.
Right,
you had
right.
to slide it. I can see where that would work.
Yeah.
But I never forget the collar. I'm one of those nutty people who likes to iron.
Yeah.
Taking a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I have lost myself. I am not. There I am. That's short.
That's the only one that's on the screen that I can use.
That's a little bit disappointing.
It is.
We're so used to that really cool break.
I know.
We need to talk to the powers that be.
WTBR. Oh, well, we do have to. Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7. WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
In Lee, Massachusetts. And this is the second half of Stuff. And this is Lynn.
And Bem.
And the two of us together make
stuff.
And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30. And today, we're talking about tips and tricks and ideas, and we're talking about things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Things in the past.
And I have true or false here, but they're not really true or false. They're guess.
Mm-hmm.
What was Grandpa's first name on the Waltons? Zeke, Zeb, or Zach? And which show followed the on-duty action and off-duty friendships of three brand-new police officers in the Santa Costa Police Department? Police Story, Charlie's Angels, or The Rookies? And which show featured characters Pete, Link, and Julie avoiding jail by helping police catch the bad guys? The A-Team, the Mod Squad, or Police Squad?
What do I get if I know all of them?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You get a clap.
Just one? Okay. I'll take it. Oh, that sounded like a line from It's a Wonderful Life. Didn't it? I'll
clap?
Take it. He says, I'll lasso the moon. And she says, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's more lines. Do you want to hear them?
No.
Okay. So 32 wonderful things from the past that younger generations don't even know they're missing out on, and one of them is secret songs at the end of a CD.
Secret songs?
I'm a little lost, too. It says, oh, yeah. My friends and I would always call those track 99. That reminds me, how about the beep tones at the end of a cassette tape to let you know you had to eject it and flip it over? I don't remember either of these.
I don't know. I don't remember that at all.
Does anyone out there remember a secret song at the end of a CD? Email us.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com, and please be under 98. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. I don't remember any of it.
Me either.
I have a good one for sandwiches. Now, if you make a bologna sandwich, think of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have it cover the whole bread, but it's a round thing you're putting on a square.
Mm-hmm.
So you cut it in half, but you're still overlapping and you're not really getting the edges. So what you do is cut it in half, put the half side, the straight side, on the edge of the bread, all around, all four corners, and you're completely covered.
Because the circle side will be in the middle.
Yes.
I love it. And bologna, mayo, white bread.
Mm-hmm.
Cut at a diagonal. Don't saw the bread. Just press the knife so that where you've cut it, squishes into a little seal. It squishes together. It's the best with tomato soup. Campbell's. Mm.
Mm. Well, there you have it.
Comfort food from our past. Comfort food. Did you ever take your bread and not with the crust? And if you had tomato soup, you took a piece of the bread and you rolled it in your hands into a little ball.
Oh, unfortunately, yes.
Dropped it in your soup to make these little dough balls.
Yes.
Comfort food. What's your comfort food?
I don't have one anymore.
Well, think now. If you're not feeling
chocolate.
Well.
Chocolate. Chocolate and coconut.
If you're sick and you're laying in bed and you have a cold and you need some comfort food, what is it?
Hubby.
Your husband?
He is the most comfortable guy I know.
Yeah. That's all you need?
Well, if I got a cold and I'm feeling sick, I don't want to eat.
What if you feel... Okay. You're in front of a fireplace and you're on a couch and you're healthy. You're healthy and Greg's not there. And you're covered with a blanket and you have a book and the fire is glowing and it's...
Eggs.
Eggs. There we go.
Eggs. Eggs. Scrambled eggs.
There we... With toast?
Maybe, but at least scrambled eggs.
Do you ever put Parmesan cheese in your scrambled eggs?
Swiss cheese.
Oh, now we're talking. I sprinkle some Parmesan because it's a little salty.
Mm-hmm.
And I scramble them, but I have to scramble them fluffy like my
have
mother.
Have you ever done the eggs, scrambled eggs with milk in them or something
yes.
to make them fat? Are they really that much fatter?
They're more, with milk, it comes out a little more watery.
Ooh.
If you put a little water, it makes them fluffier.
The water works
the
better?
The water works. I learned that. We always did it with milk when we were growing up as kids. But then I learned about the water. It's maybe a tablespoon of water. And then I fluff them as I'm scrambling constantly.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I keep them in the pan and I'm constantly fluffing.
Right,
and
right.
They come out really fluffy.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah. But I'm a scrambler. My Mark is more of a separate the yolk and the white and kind of let it sit in the pan and flip it over a few times, break it up so you see yellow and you see white. I can't do that. It has to be all fluffy, all yellow.
I like over easy.
Yes.
That's not quite the same as his.
No, he'll put it in the bowl, maybe scramble it for 3 seconds, then put it in the pan. He won't be scrambling as he's cooking. He lets it sit a little and then scrape it around.
I see. Okay.
And then sit a little and then scrape it around. I need them fluffy and moist and yummy. And now I'm getting really hungry.
I am too.
Okay, we have exhausted that.
for the old folks? How about, now try this in your toaster. To make BLTs. Or any toasted sandwich.
Okay.
Place 2 slices of bread in a single toaster slot. The bread gets warm and toasty on the outside, but stays soft and chewy on the inside.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
You may have to squish the bread a little bit, but...
Let's take this another step.
What?
Lay the toaster on its side. Put the cheese inside the bread.
Oh, I've seen
slide
that.
Slide the bread and the cheese inside, and then you'd have a grilled cheese sandwich.
Does that really work, or does it stick?
I never did it.
I've heard of doing that. I haven't tried it yet.
I don't think you'd make it so the cheese can leak out all over the toaster. You'd keep the cheese inside.
Right, right.
But I thought you were going to say to put the bread inside with the bacon on top of it.
Oh, no.
Sideways and...
See, now I wouldn't know that.
No, I wouldn't know that either. I kind of just thought of it.
You can buy those fake bacon bits, and they're already small, and you just sprinkle it on your sandwich.
Do you think if I scanned that with that new app that we're using, those bacon bits would be good to eat?
Oh, my gosh. Yuka.
Well, if they're real bacon.
Yuka. Tells you if your food is good or bad. And in my house, there's nothing past bad.
I have shared that app with so many people. I was in the grocery store and a woman was reading the labels. This happened yesterday. A lady was reading labels and she kept putting something down, picking up another. And she was looking for something specific. And I said to her, I have an app that can tell you what's in there if you're looking for something specific. And she said, I can't have MSG. And sometimes MSG is listed under spices, and it doesn't say it. It just says spices, which includes a whole bunch of things, including MSG. So I showed her the Yuka app, or Yuka, and we did it together, and we found a product that did not contain MSG for her. And
fantastic.
She uploaded the app on her phone and was so thrilled that she could see what the actual ingredients are and then, of course, what the additives are and if it's bad for you.
I like it. I like it.
I do, too. I've thrown away some stuff.
Mm.
But some things I haven't.
I haven't yet, but I will.
Mm.
Shine your teeth. Add a touch of salt to your toothpaste. This should be done while applying the toothpaste to the brush. The additional salt will assist you with eliminating the yellowish surface of your teeth. In addition, salt contains chlorine, which takes out all microbes.
I'll be darned.
How about that?
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to use some kind of mouthwash after that because
I salt. Would think so. Or you're not putting it in your toothpaste. You're putting it on your brush.
You're putting it on your toothpaste.
On the toothpaste.
Yeah.
So maybe the paste will help it so you don't need mouthwash. You just rinse with water.
Maybe.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to share that. Bench front seats in cars. Our kids and grandkids are not going to know what a bench front seat is. There's no separation between the passenger and the driver.
That. Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
A long bench. Remember that?
Yep.
You could be the one, three in the front. It was always my dad, me, and Patty, the three of us in the front seat together.
Mm-hmm.
No seatbelts. There was nothing better in high school than having your girlfriend with you in a car that had a bench front seat, is what this says.
Oh, I see. So she can sit
especially at the drive-in, right? I forgot about bench seats. Wow.
I didn't realize that's what they were called.
Yeah, bench seats. Very cool.
If you put ice cubes in your dryer, your shirts won't wrinkle.
I believe that.
Now, why would that work?
Because sometimes if you ever have things that are wrinkled and you throw them in the dryer just to get them unwrinkled, I usually throw in a wet washcloth or I'll wet something and throw it in there. It's the moisture. So the ice cube is melting while it's in there and creating the moisture to get the clothes unwrinkled. And then you have to get them out quickly because if
and
you
hang them,
they're going to wrinkle again.
Yep.
And then you get to iron.
Yes, we know you're the iron lady.
Hey, they are not going to know what it's like to not have your entire life online for the world to see. So they're going to know that.
Aren't you glad you were born before all of that?
Yeah, I don't. Yep, they're going to have their entire childhood online or on a computer, pictures on the computer.
And it stays forever.
Forever.
Yes.
For everyone to see.
Use candles to get scents in your house and sometimes to get rid of scents.
Mm-hmm.
The best ones to use are citrus flavored.
Flavored?
Well, they're scented.
What kind?
Citrus scented.
Why?
Because they last longer.
Is that right?
That is true. They leave the fragrance for longer hours.
Oh, I would like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm really particular about my candles. There's some scents I just can't do. They're too perfumey.
Yeah,
I like more of a food smell.
Like the patchouli or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Too much.
Can't do that. So here's one that I think about a lot because of my job. They're not going to know what it's like to just disappear for a couple of weeks on vacation. No phones, nothing. Just loose on the continent, on a motorcycle or in a car. No checking in, no work intrusions, just complete unaccountability until we decide to resurface.
So you're talking about living in your car?
No, just going on a trip in your car. Going on vacation.
Go on drive.
Going away for a day in your car.
I like doing
that. You're still connected in your car.
Yeah.
You still have your phone. You still can be called. There's really no break. Like, just...
Right. You've got food with you. You've got...
And no one can call you. You're on vacation.
Yeah.
But then again, on the flip side, you know, for safety, and it's good to have a phone.
It's always good to let somebody know where you think you're going.
Yes. And they can track me. My kids can track me. I know. They can see where I am.
Now, I don't know if this is real or not, but nail polish remover can cover car scratches.
Remover?
The remover.
Ouch. I don't know. That's acetone, right?
I would think so.
Ah, what would that do to the paint on your car?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It would cover the car scratches, but it would probably take off your paint. Oh, well. Never mind that one.
Well, wait a minute. Is there someone out there that knows?
I hope so.
Does acetone hurt the paint on your car?
It doesn't hurt your fingernails.
No.
But it hurts the paint.
I would think. I don't want to try
it. The fingernail
polish. Can I try it on your car?
Not on your life, sweetie pie.
This says that our grandchildren are not going to see the Milky Way at night. I don't understand why it says that.
I don't know if I've ever seen the Milky Way at
night. They're going to miss seeing the Milky Way at night. I don't really get that one. Here's one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, sorry. Phone booths.
What about them?
They don't know what phone booths are.
Yeah, because they don't really use them anymore.
They will not know what phone booths are. If we had to call home, we didn't have a dime on us, we could dial the operator, remember?
Yes.
And tell them that we need to use our 10-cent credit and that they would put the
Who
call
through.
Who
gives you
through.
A 10-cent credit?
I never got a 10-cent credit.
Never heard of that.
So this is what I would do. I'd get the phone. I'd dial zero. The operator would come. I'd tell them to call my parents. They want to know if it was an emergency. And I would lie and say yes. And they'd call my mother. And I would say, I'm at Friendly's. Can you pick me up? And the operator would still be listening. And she would say, this is not an emergency. Hang up the phone immediately.
I've never done that.
I did it as a kid. And then there was the thing where you would call home. No, you would call the operator. Oh, you would make a collect call.
Oh.
And the operator would call your mom or your dad or whoever.
And they wouldn't take
it. And they
it.
Would say, and they'd ask you your name, and you'd say Lynn. And then they would say, it would be a code, you know, a code word. And then they would say,
would you accept a collect call from Lynn?
And then my mother would know it was me calling to say, come pick me up. And my mother would say, no.
Thank you.
And the call would hang up.
And it didn't matter because
and I didn't have
knew.
To pay.
Okay.
Tricky. I'm sorry, all you people who were telephone operators that we may have scammed. I'm sorry.
They probably could tell.
Yeah.
What was Grandpa's first name on the Waltons?
Oh, his first name was Zeb.
Yes, it was.
Yay. Ding, 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 ding.
I missed that one. Which show followed the on-duty action and off-duty friendships of three brand-new police officers in Santa Costa?
Charlie's Angels.
No. The Rookies.
No.
Yeah. Which show featured characters Pete, Link, and Julie?
Mod Squad.
Yes.
Oh, two right, one wrong.
Oh, well.
Well, this is Lynn.
This is Bev.
Together we are Stuff, and we're off.
Are we? Kind of. We are. I think I looked at the clock, and we actually have...
Oh, no!
A couple of minutes.
Oh, cool! This is like the end of the CD, where there's
here
a surprise.
Here we go.
There's a surprise.
Go ahead.
Song at the end. So we were talking about telephone booths. You know, for anyone out there who's listening that has no idea what we're talking about, maybe you're a youngster. Hey, listen. So there used to be booths. If you know Superman, the movie, you would have seen he ran into a telephone booth to change into, this was Clark Kent, his Superman outfit in the telephone booth. They were freestanding, and you would go in, and there were three slots. There was a slot for a dime. There was a slot for a quarter. And there was a slot for a nickel. Nickel, dime, and quarter, and you would put your money in there, and it would go ding, 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 and then you would dial. You only had a certain amount of time, so if the time was running out, the operator would come on and tell you that you needed to
please insert 1/4.
Oh.
And then and then you would have more time. And the telephones in the telephone booth actually had a phone number. Remember that? You could
yes.
call someone and have them call you back on the phone in the booth. And I can also remember being in a telephone booth and someone waiting outside the telephone booth to wait for their turn to make a phone call.
Yeah.
So nostalgic. I'm right there.
This must have, all of these clips that I have been telling you, I think we're done in a foreign country, because this one says, use bubbling water to kill weeds.
Bubbling water.
Water. Bubbling water.
please, just some bubbly water. Have some bubbly water in a glass and put it outside. Put the bubbling water on your bubbling flowers in your bubbling garden. And it will bubble.
Dave, I apologize.
Bubbling water, it sounds so English. Oh.
But then don't you think it should have an English accent?
That wasn't it?
It was kind of like a cocky. And,
oh,
you know,
cocky.
Cockney.
Oh, well, it's cockney.
Yeah, oh, sort of like that.
Like the Beatles.
Beatles.
Beatles,
yes.
Oh, that's another thing that they may not know, the Beatles.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my gosh. A while back, I asked someone if they knew some youngster. I mentioned Lucille Ball. She had no idea who I was talking about. My heart broke. Lucille Ball, one of the funniest women in history.
Smartest lady.
Very smart. Yes. All right.
Okay. I think we did our duty.
We did our duty.
Doody, doody, doody.
And we will see you next Thursday, 8:30, bright and early, in the morning.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.